The time now is 6:34.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Phil Latzman. Hollywood residents who live along railroad tracks used by Tri-Rail, Amtrak, and CSX will soon have some quiet. As WLRN Miami Herald reporter Michael Hiblin explains, starting tomorrow, trains passing through the area will no longer blow their horns.
With a sharp increase in the number of trains running on the tracks, those who live nearby say the noise has become unbearable.
We're now listening to the what we want the whistle ban for. No wall in the world is going to stop that.
Dr. Martin Shoker of Hollywood lives about 200 feet from the tracks and has been leading efforts by his neighborhood to silence the trains. Tomorrow, 5 crossings on the CSX tracks from Sterling Road South to Pembroke Road will become a quiet zone. That means trains will only blow their horns in emergencies. Stephen Reese is president of the Emerald Hills Homeowners Association.
It's a long-awaited and much-needed control of the train whistles. I feel that it is a very, very traumatic instance for the homeowners who live bordering the track.
Upgrades have been made to the crossings, with 4 gates that completely block cars and trucks from crossing when a train is approaching. But the union representing railroad employees says not being able to blow the horn will mean an increase in the number of accidents. Carl Cochran is with the Florida chapter of the United Transportation Union.
When this goes into effect, you're not only going to have people die, which was proven on the Florida East Coast a few years back, you're also going to have animals die.
But officials point out that when the whistle ban was imposed on the FEC railway, its crossings did not get the upgrades that are now in place on the tracks used by Tri-Rail, Amtrak, and CSX. While the quiet zone that begins tomorrow is only in Hollywood, other cities along the line are also pushing for the designation. Michael Hiblin, WLRN, Miami Herald News.